not sure. Maybe I ought to ask somebody. Did you see the craft story today, Star?
No, sir.
I wish you'd look at it. It looks like it came from a friend that's officing down close to you. And it's either coming from this front office or the back one.
Incongruity administration?
Mm-hmm.
I see it. Abe, suggests, but not based on this because I haven't seen it, but that you ought to have somebody, perhaps Jim Rowe with his reorganization experience, to make either on the record or off the record, and he'd think preferably on the record, a study of reorganization.
Of what?
The White House staff, how it could be better operated, better organized. He based it on, well, he said it last night, but he also, after reading the New York Herald Tribune this morning, said it again.
Have Ashton call Bill Whitley because they knew each other pretty well, thanking what he's done. He said the situation much better today than ever had been.
I think that's right, except for the unfortunate press conference.
Any reactions to that?
No, I looked at the ticker review.
No?
They didn't carry that. George thought the lead would be that he was surprised. It was not in any of the tickers up to a few minutes ago. They were, in fact, the lead was it. The man who said he was Jenkins called him, and that's been in the papers before.
And said what?
A man who said he was Jenkins called him.
What?
Whitley, according to George, put out a press release for the chairman because he didn't trust the chairman to do it himself verbally because he said Malinoff always gets hold of him and makes him mad. And in the press release, made 3 points clear that was just loose talk with reference to Johnson. That was so established. And second, that he testified that all the arrangements for the television advertising were with station personnel. And third, at the most, he only talked to Jenkins once, if at all.
Okay, goodbye.
Yes, sir.